This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you're having a good day. Well, apparently multitasking is inefficient. Trying to focus on and hop between multiple tasks dilutes focus. So say researchers, it introduces delays and makes things take longer to complete. Single tasking day, then, is about embracing one and only one task. Make a list, put it in order of priority, and get started on a task. And ignore everything else till you get it done. Why, personally, I just can't do one thing at a time. I go crazy. New report out there, America's holding on to $21 billion in unused gift cards and store credits. Stop and think about it for a minute. How many unused gift cards do you have in your purse or wallet? I know I have at least two. You hear me say we're holding on to $21 billion with a B, dollars in unused cards? Wow. New study conducted for the pet sitting website Rover.com finds dog owners take more photos of their dogs than they do of their family. Yeah, 65% of us have more pictures of our dogs than our kids. 95% say their dogs are members of the family. And while away on a business trip, a majority of pet owners admit they miss their dog more than family. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Apparently, people over the age of 55 are significantly happier than millennials. Aging people report more happiness, more life satisfaction, and more time to pursue activities and hobbies they want. That's probably because millennials are facing the pressures of careers and money we all faced at their age. And some of us still are. Hey, wine prices are expected to drop to a five-year low this year. A surplus of California grapes as well as demand. The reason? Millennials are drinking less overall, but also drinking less wine, opting for premium spirits and craft beer. But if you're a wine fan, this is a good time to grab some premium wines at an affordable price. So living by the golden rule can also make you live longer. Being kind to others doesn't just make the people you're kind to happier, it also makes you happier and healthier. Scientists call it a helper's high. When you help others feel good, chemicals are released that not only make you happier, they make you more relaxed, reduce pain, help you heal faster, and even reduce blood pressure. Ever wonder if every toilet flushed in a stadium at one time? Maybe not. But the Texas Rangers recently enlisted the help of about 300 local school kids to test the plumbing at the new Globe Life Field. It's what they called a super flush event, flushing all of the stadium's toilets at once. Construction crews and about 300 students from the Arlington Independent School District conducted the super flush at 10:30 Tuesday morning, flushing hundreds of toilets to make sure the plumbing could handle all the strain. Officials say it was a flushing success. Day 20 of Cozy's We Care Warm Your Heart Month. There's another heartwarming fundraiser tonight at Black River Tavern, downtown South Haven. It's open mic night with a portion of the night's proceeds going to We Care. You can see a complete list of events for Warm Your Heart Month at we-care.org. Another one I want to tip you off to, if you take a canned good or non-perishable item or personal care item, drop it off at Captain Nemo's in downtown South Haven during their regular business hours. They'll give you either a decadent hot chocolate or a scoop of ice cream for free. That goes through the first week of March. Thanks to Captain Nemo's for supporting We Care during this Warm Your Heart Month as well. Knucklehead News out of Florida, where a guy was busted for a massive vandalism spree that he blamed on the devil. The devil made me do it, he says. Rafael Gomez as he smashed car windows and business windows with a sledgehammer. Cops approached the 32-year-old, who shouted gibberish at him and told him he was trying to kill demons that told him to go on a destructive run. Now the truth came out that someone had actually given him an unknown drug during an alcohol-fueled bender. He faces property damage, burglary, and resisting arrest charges. Knucklehead. Find something buzzable? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Copy and paste a link and send it to me, or leave it on our Facebook page, or keep it simple and just drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Podcasts are at WCSY.com, all the great podcasting outlets. Remember, Alexa will play them for you, too. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. And that's why it's called the present time. Paul Andecker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.